Tomorrow, I'll be talking about the power of making amends. So often, we mess up relationships and choose not to take the steps necessary to make things right. Sometimes we flatly refuse to do what we need to do to make things right. So I'm going to talk about the power of making amends. I'm hoping that you'll be encouraged, inspired, empowered to do what you need to do to make amends with anyone that you may have messed the relationship up with. But on the flip side of that, receive them if they're coming to you to make things right. Also, let me share this with you while I'm thinking about it. Normally, I'll take 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast and air it on Wednesday for the benefit of people who may not go online to listen to the program and may have been in worship service at the time that the subject aired. I'm going to run a broadcast. As a matter of fact, I plan to re-air The Power of Making Amends as the broadcast that I'll bring back to you. But instead of running it on Wednesday, I plan to run it on Monday, August 13th. So instead of Wednesday, August 15th, I plan to air it Monday, August 13th, The Power of Making Amends. All right. So I definitely appreciate you so much. I mean it too, for joining us, all of us joining together to do what we can to make life better. All right. So here we go. What else can we do? Oh, by the way, if you have a moment, if you can do some stretching while you're listening to this, something to get that blood flowing, maybe get it to flow a little bit better, there will be a pop quiz at the end of this. All right. So another recommendation made, Pilates or massage. How many of you have ever had a massage? Some of you, maybe you're involved in sports and maybe it was part of the training, part of recovery. Some of you, it had nothing to do with sports. You just heard that there's so many benefits from massage and you went in and you were amazed at the results. Of course, you did what the masseuse told you to do. When you got home, you drank plenty of water to wash out of your body those toxins that had been massaged loose inside your body. But man, you felt so much better. Well, mommies who have just given birth, you may want to consider this in finding some relief if you're dealing with, well, actually, period, but also specifically if you're dealing with night sweats. Because of night sweats and other causes of discomfort during the night, it can be difficult, we understand this, for you ladies to get enough sleep after delivery. Well, according to a 2013 study, there is some evidence that the following methods can help people to sleep during the postpartum period: Pilates exercises, back massage, foot reflexology, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. How many of you would have guessed that cognitive behavioral therapy could be part of the mix? That, to me, is a pleasant surprise. Cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. Now, there's something else you might want to consider. Valerian root. And again, this is a check with your doctor type situation. Valerian root is an herbal remedy. It's something that people often use to encourage sleep or to treat sleep conditions. Based on its popularity, people may want to try it to assist them in sleeping through night sweats. However, the existing scientific evidence is not clear whether valerian root helps people to sleep or not. More high-quality research is needed. And again, check with your doctor. If you try that, or even if there's nothing else going on, if you're experiencing any of the following symptoms, whether it's because you use valerian root or you did not try valerian root, but you're experiencing these symptoms anyway, check with your doctor. Chest pain, continuing headache, shortness of breath, fever when the temperature is above 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or 38 degrees Celsius, or loss of appetite, chest pain, continuing headache, shortness of breath, fever, loss of appetite. Check with your doctor. See your doctor if any of that's happening. So generally speaking, postpartum sweats are common, but they're not usually a sign of anything to cause serious alarm. Using breathable, natural fabrics, drinking cold water, keeping the bedroom cool will bring some relief from sweating. If you find that the postpartum night sweats are not improving over time, or if you're experiencing other symptoms, contact a doctor. Okay, now, in that very, very, very brief, abbreviated summary, I gave you a little bit of preparation for the pop quiz. Okay, so now that you're ready, you've done your stretching, that's helped you get that blood flowing better so that the oxygen is flowing better, so that the brain is working better. Here we go. It's time. True or false? Using a bedside fan is one way to cool our new mommies at night. Is that true or is that false? Using a bedside fan is one way to cool mommy at night. That, ladies and gentlemen, is true. All right. Drinking. And you fill in the blanks. Two blanks. Drinking. Blank. Blank. Can help with postpartum night sweats. We talked about drinking. There you go. Drinking cold water. I'm proud of you all. I am proud of you. True or false? Soy should not be a part of the mix at all. That's false. Soy can be part of the mix because it can help. Check with your doctor. All right, back in just a few, I want you to laugh with me. And sister member and sister number are going to help us do just that.